want to give this material to the farmers for free, and they're calling it a fertilizer.
Wheatfield resident Julie Otto is very knowledgeable about the spreading of what is called equate. It's what the Quasar Energy Group calls a byproduct, and it's generated at two of its facilities in Wheatfield and West Seneca. Niagara County residents are upset because the company wants to set up a 5-million-gallon storage tank for the material, and it's providing it free of charge to farmers as fertilizer. But Otto says the material is sewage sludge and could pose a health risk. It contains human waste.
When it's removed from the sewage treatment plant and goes to the anaerobic digester, bacteria is actually added to that, and then they make the electricity, but nothing is removed. So we're not sure why, if the Federal Clean Water Act defines it as municipal sewage as a pollutant, how when it comes out of the anaerobic digester, when nothing has been removed, it's now, you know, magically a fertilizer.
When we started uncovering what's in it, and what's in it is anything that pretty much goes down the drain.
Monica Daigler is also a Wheatfield resident working with Otto in this fight against the use of the material.
But what they don't also tell you is that anybody, no matter what their immune system is, could get sick from it. And a lot of the studies we've uncovered talked about the risk of staph infections, staph aureus, and there's been strains of staph like MRSA that are resistant to antibiotics. And if you think about what goes down our drains, antibiotics can go down the drain, too. So we could be cultivating superbugs.
The DEC and EPA say practice of using this material is legal. However, DEC permits include a harmless clause. State Senator George Maziarz of Newfane is working to fight for a ban on the use of equate. And in Pendleton, a public hearing on a restrictive law will be held later today. WBFO News tried to reach Quasar Friday, but we did not receive a response. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.